Is Deepak Raj Joshi. The title of his presentation is Impact Assessment of Climate and Soil Variability on Land Use Changes in Nebraska and South Dakota.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Deepak Joshi. I'm a grad student at South Dakota State University with Dr. Clay. Originally, I'm from Nepal. So this is my project for my master's thesis. So I'm working on land use change for the two states, South Dakota and Nebraska. I just want to overview my project objective. So we want to estimate total land use change in two states, that is South Dakota and Nebraska. And another objective is we want to know what farmer have a perception about different climate variability, like drought. We want to know how they are preparing for the drought, those things. And we want to relate that land use change with the climate variability and different soil properties as well. So this is our overall project objective. So here in the picture is our planet Earth. So that in the green, that's all the cropland. And where we grow the food, we get food for all the human population from that cropland. And that brown part is grassland. So where we grow the animals, cattle, for our animal proteins. So if we combine both grassland and pastureland, we almost using most of the good soil of our planet. So we don't, the rest of the planet, rest of the part of the planet, it is either desert or tropical forest. So now, right now, we're almost using most of the suitable land that is available in our planet. But now question is, but still our population in the Earth is increasing. So it's gonna be more than 9 million by 2050. So what we should consider now to feed the increasing population. So here we have another issue, land use change. So can we really convert all the different pasture and other land use to the cropland to feed the increasing population? So this is a really big question to all the policymaker, researcher, and community people. Here, we did estimation for the land use change for three different years, but here I'm gonna just summarize for 2 years, 2006 and 14. But we did land use change estimation for 2006 to 12 to 14. So here I'm gonna present just a small part of my data. So first, I have a South Dakota state, and I divide all whole state into 9 different NAS regions. So I have 9 different NAS regions for the South Dakota state. Same way, I have a Nebraska as well. I divide Nebraska into 8 different NAS regions. And at each NAS region, I have a 1,600 sampling point for the one NAS region for each state. And just only in the South Dakota as a whole, I have more than 14,400 sampling points for the South Dakota. And in the same way, for the Nebraska as well, I have 1,600 sampling points for the East NAS region, and as a whole for the state, I have more than 12,800 sampling points for the Nebraska state. So at each point, I have a 5 category for the land use. One is cropland, so that's all the cultivated crop land is in the cropland. I have a grassland, all the hay, pasture, herbaceous grassland, they are in the grassland, and other are water bodies. All the open water bodies are in the water body, and wetland, wetland is also is in the habitat, and non-ag, all the building, road, those structures are classified into the non-agriculture. So here, this is a just an example how I classify the land use categories. So I have a three sample point right now here. So I got a county image from the USDA NAV imagery. So they are high resolution image. And that point in the top, that is in the cropland in 2006. And second point is in grassland in 2006. And third point it is in water body in 2006. And I classified those same point in 2014 as well. So in 14, the first point that was in cropland in 6, again that point is in cropland in 2014 as well. So same way, the second point was in grassland in 6, again that point is in grassland in 14. So that was in water, again it's in the water. So this is how I classify all more than 80,000 points for my project. So I spent almost many months without sleeping. So this is, I classify like visually all those points. So, and after classifying each point, I have a soil data as well. I got those data from the Sorgo data set, and I have a temperature and precipitation data as well for every point, for every 80,000 points. So I have a couple very interesting results as well. First, this is for the South Dakota state from 6 to 12. So you see category first, like a cropland, we have in 2006, we had 11,660,000 acre cropland in South Dakota. And in 14, that increased to 12,992,000 acre. So there is an increase in cropland area from 6 to 14, like 1,328,000 acre. So that was an increase in the cropland from 6 to 14 with a 95% confidence interval. So in the same way, there is a decrease in grassland. So in the South Dakota state, and at the bottom, I have percent land cover for the cropland. So in 2006, 23.6% of the land use was in the cropland. In 2014, it increased by 2.69%, and now we have 26.3% cropland in 2014. So in the same way, there was a decrease in grassland by minus 1.99%. So this is how I got the estimation for the land use change. And after getting overall data for the state, we split that data for each NAS region as well. I told you at the beginning, like I divide whole state into 9 NAS region for the South Dakota and 8 NAS region for the Nebraska. So I split that change for each NAS region as well. So here, I'm quite more interested in the cropland and grassland. So I just want to focus more how much of the cropland is increased, how much of the grassland is decreased. So each NAS region, we found a quite interesting result. Like South Central have a more change, East Central have a quite more change, West Central have a very less change. So this is how I classify the data for the East NAS region as well. And I try to relate that with the land cavity class. I have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 7 land cavity classes. So I try to relate which land cavity class have the higher change and which land cavity class have the lower change for cropland and grassland separately. So land cavity class second have a quite more change, third also have a quite more change, fourth also have a quite more change for the cropland. So most of the cropland was increased in those three land cavity classes. And in the same way, grassland decrease was in the land cavity class 1, and lowest was in the land cavity class 7. So that was for the South Dakota. Now here is for the Nebraska. So if I compare total change in South Dakota and Nebraska. South Dakota have really higher change, more increase in the cropland, but Nebraska have a very less in compared to the South Dakota. So here, if you compare 6 to 14, increase in cropland is thus 828,000 acre. So if you compare both states, Nebraska have a very lower change in compared to the South Dakota. So in cropland land use percent is 35.73% in 6, and it increased by 1.67%, and cropland total area in 14 is 37.4%. So same way, grassland in 6 is 52.02% in 6. In 14, we have 53.37% grassland. So it decreased by 1.65% in Nebraska. Same way, different NAS region, they have different amount of change. If you compare, like you can see, north have a highest change, and lowest change is in east and southwest for the cropland, and for the grassland, almost northwest have the highest change, northwest and central have the highest change, and other have quite less amount of change in Nebraska. So here I again compare for land use change with the land cavity class as well for the cropland and grassland. Land cavity class 6 have the highest change in compared with the other. Same way for the grassland, land cavity class 2nd have the 2nd and 1st have the highest change. And for the conclusion, we can say like there is a huge increase in the change for the South Dakota in compared to the Nebraska, and in, the change is not uniform in all the NAS region. It is different in different NAS region, and the change, like increase in cropland, mostly is due to the decrease in the grassland. We can say like that. And I have reference, and I want to thank my advisor for opportunity and support, and I want to thank all my lab mate as well. So thank you all for the attention.
We have the time for several questions.
I was intrigued by one number on your charts. The non-ag number went down in mm-hmm. South Dakota.
Yep.
Which seems non-intuitive, because usually mankind is expanding its footprint instead of reducing it. What happened in South Dakota?
Yeah, like I think that can be like a sometime a little bit different with the estimation. So that's just the estimation for the chain. So yeah, I have to recheck that again for the reclassification. Yeah, yeah, that's a little bit different result for the different result for the non-ag. So
any more questions? One more question? Yes.
Yep.
So if you're using the then you change it, is there any further application for the research topics like predictions and modeling applications?
Yeah, now we're still working in this project. So our next step is like we want to relate with the carbon emission estimation as well, like how land use change, we can estimate through the modeling and how much land use change can affect the CO2 emission as well. And further implication is our policymaker can also use these for the further making of policies for the farmer and community peoples.
I think that's very, very critical point for the timeline changing the land use.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.